What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon.
I'm literally taking out a throat lozenge right now and just putting it on my calendar planner, and I'm going to pick it up in about 5 minutes and start sucking on it again. That's where I'm at, Jackie Schimmel. How are you?
Oh, couldn't be better, Heavy. Couldn't be better. Can I just say, before we launch into this episode, Heather and me were, you know, yenting via text message late last night. In a very roundabout way, Heather starts bitching about not being able to book a guest, and I got to batch all these for the wedding. And I'm like, you know what, you fucking slut? If you want me to come on your podcast, I feel like at this point in the friendship, you should just ask. I left you on Ventura Boulevard last week. Cut the shit, Heather. Hi.
You left me on Ventura Boulevard with crippling diarrhea, actually.
I know. Guys, no, to go on the Air One celery juice. It will rip you in two.
It will literally destroy you from tip to taint. It's not worth it. Don't do it. But here's the thing. You and I, like, obviously, we get together and just kiki and have a good time. I don't want to fucking podcast with you all the time. You want to know why? Because I know how horrible that ask is. I'd ask you to be my surrogate before I'd ask you to fucking be on my podcast.
You know, it is cool of us. I will say that, like, I think we're the cutest dynamic duo in the digital space.
I agree.
If there's like some type of like fucking CrossFit competition of cuteness, me and you are the cutest. You know why? Because we don't exploit each other. We actually hang out, and it doesn't need to be like annoying exploitive. Although here we are. This is a wedding gift.
No, this is literally a wedding gift. I love you. Yes. Maybe I like subconsciously sent out the bat signal. You heard the wolf
you
cry,
think?
If you will.
There was four audio messages, panicked, disgruntled, despair audio messages late at night. I was about to get in the tub and I'm like, this fucking bitch. Yes. See you tomorrow at 4, Heather.
And you know what you're going to need? You're going to need me one day, because when you come to my wedding in Italy and the birds are chirping, I'm going to body slam a fucking Florentine pigeon to the ground so that you don't have a panic attack. So you know what?
Yes.
It's tit for tat, bitch. It's tit for
That's
tat.
That's true. And you also saved me from buying those truly heinous hot pink Balenciaga workout shoes. So I owe you one.
I was at Saks in Beverly Hills 2 weeks ago, and they had an even uglier version of those.
Uh-huh.
They were the only things in my size. It was like size 11. So I'm over there like, you know, grazing the sale. And it was like those hot pink shoes, but bigger. I didn't know Balenciaga could go bigger. And I literally had a moment. I paused in the middle of Saks and I go, I was a good friend. I was a good friend.
You really were. You completely aborted like 17 of my purchases. She would just look at me and she's like, no, put it down. No. And I'm like, but I really, no. And I was like, oh, and we're leaving the store. And then she's got like a death grip on my wrist. And she's extracting me from making fiscally irresponsible, poor decisions. And that's friendship.
And you know what's really going to piss you off? That adorable Bottega bag. I've literally got an ad for it on Instagram from like a bootleg website, and you can't tell the difference. And it's $40. I thought about buying it just to piss you off. Like the bright green Bottega Veneta. I was like, I'm going to buy it.
I bought it after you left because I had a feeling that you weren't going to let me buy it. And so I hid that from you. This is so relatable.
This is so Okay, first of all, it is relatable because you know what? In a female friendship, you need one bitch that's unglued, unhinged about birds and spends too much money. And then you need the other firm foundation friend who, you know, maybe makes you think twice about purchasing, but also is actually mentally unhinged. You know what I mean?
For sure. Yes. For sure. So you get to use me as a public crutch because I seem like the one that's so mentally unstable. I would beg to differ. I think you're on too many supplements. We discussed this.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
I hope it is.
I am on a lot of supplements. And you know what, Jackie?
Too many.
And I've thrown caution to the wind and I just got back on birth control and said, fuck it.
So, okay, good. Let's just like, we gotta like eliminate. There's too many things.
There are a lot of things. I will say on my health and wellness journey, really the number one thing that I think I just needed was sleep. I still haven't gotten it yet. I just needed to take a fucking nap.
Shit. You need a vacation. You need a break. You need to throw your phone into the Georgian River. You need to like, it needs to, it's enough. I say to you all the time, it's a fucking enough. No, I don't know how you do what you do without actually murdering somebody. And I know that you're kind of on the fritz, but the fact that you still like skip through life so lovely and joyful makes me want to shoot myself up the ass.
I don't though, Jackie. The other day, I had a full nervous breakdown. I bought one of those like infrared saunas. It was like my Christmas gift to myself on my wellness fucking journey. The thing, I got bamboozled. I could have bought one on Amazon for like $100. I got
Baked potato suit or is it an actual sauna?
No, it's an actual sauna. It's a giant box bag. And then you sit on a bamboo chair in the bag. I mean, it's amazing. It makes you sleep better at night. I love it.
Really?
But I had a nervous breakdown in my sauna box the other day. Full nervous.
That just sounds like a panic attack waiting to happen.
It was just, I was sweaty and then I was just exhausted and I couldn't tell what was sweat and what was tears. You know what I mean? It was just, I really shut down. Can I tell you though, real bougie, you know, I work all the time so I can have nice things. I got the crushed ice machine. Okay. I got the fancy ice.
Fuck yeah.
And I think I kind of want to go a bathroom in my office and just turn it into an actual sauna. What do you think about that?
Obviously, you know who you're talking to. I'm going to say a big fat fuck yes. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, the world is ending. Let's hit it, baby.
Let's sweat it out.
Let's cry it out
and just knock down a wall and put in a built-in sauna. You know what I mean?
As you fucking should. You work your ass off. And by the way, you know when you're crying and sweating at the same time and then also your nose starts running? You know what I call that? I'm going to try to trademark it. Trauma what? Truffle butter.
I think that's a great idea. I like that. So not like the truffle butter from your asshole, but like trauma truffle butter.
Trauma truffle butter. When all the things hit you at the same time and then you're sweating from a panic attack, you're crying and then you're also sniffling and like maybe you grab a stick of butter while you're at it because there's nothing else to do. Trauma truffle butter. We're looking for some investors.
When I am sad, you know what's the one thing I want? Like a piece of sourdough with some good butter and a little Maldon sea salt, Selgri on top. That is my comfort food. That's my comfort food.
Oh my God. So, by the way, I love a little buttered toast. I'll fuck with a saltine cracker with butter on top and a little flake of salt. Throw a radish on that bitch. We're done.
We've had this discussion, I think, before. We love a radish. I love a radish.
It is so, I could start screaming. I'm really fragile right now. And when I tell you, if I sit down at a fucking restaurant, we did talk about this because they do this in France. When they bring out a beautiful radish with a beautiful hunk of butter and a gorgeous piece of bread with some flaky salt. I will give hand jobs. I will give blow jobs. I will save my butt for the person that cleaned those radishes. I'm into it.
And you know what I love about a radish? It's really it's really a pauper's food. A radish is a root vegetable. You know what I mean? It's a food of the people, but we eat it. It's a high-low moment. You know, you have a fancy butter, a fancy salt, but then you're just putting it on a radish. Look at us.
It's so rustic and relatable.
So relatable. When I eat my radishes at Soho Farmhouse in London.
That's right, baby.
Why are you unhinged? Why are you unglued? What's happening in your life? What's your absolutely not? What are you upset about?
Ooh, well, I did have a pregnancy scare. Breaking news, everybody. I had a pregnancy scare this weekend. I was going to text you about it, but I needed to make sure that I was out of the woods. There was going to be like a 911 text message. Like you needed, I'm flying to Atlanta. You have to take me to Planned Parenthood if they're operating over there.
They are. Don't worry.
Okay.
I know somebody.
Perfect. Yeah. You got a friend and a wire hanger. You'll probably have to cut that. That's okay. Leave it in. I stand by it. It's fine. I did have a pregnancy scare, which was really just completely made me fully unglued. I'm not pregnant. Spoiler alert.
So are you on your period right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, but I was very late and I am never fucking late. I think it was the Rona that like delayed it. And, you know.
Now, are you on the period from hell? Because I've had COVID three times. Every single time I get COVID, my next period is a hemorrhaging. It's a hysterectomy. It's insane.
It is. I am like, I can't believe. I feel like I have passed an organ vaginally. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe what's coming out of me. I'm sorry if this is graphic. And my boobs, I'm just going to flash you really quick. Look at what's, like, they are coming out. Look, what is happening?
Jacqueline.
What's going on? Those are insane. These are big tits.
Those are huge tits.
They're coming out the bottom, too.
So it's interesting. I had a pregnancy scare literally the day of my last show in Atlanta. I was like, I'm either fully pregnant or I am just about to have the worst period of my life. And 30 minutes before I walked out on stage, I started my period. 30 minutes. And it was like almost that debilitating. You know when it drops and you're like, this is it. Here it comes.
Yes.
And I was like hemorrhaging it. Like in 30 minutes, I had gone through a super tampon. Right before I'm about to go out and do the biggest show of my life, I literally am like, let me just shove two tampons up there because I'm...
Oh, you have to double. Noah's Ark. You got to put them in twosies or threesies. I can fit two super plus, like super easy.
Super easy. Yeah, well, you know, it's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, so it is what it is.
Truly.
But mine was from COVID because I had COVID back like right after the Masters or whatever, and I didn't know it. That was it. I think it was like that next cycle post-COVID. My May cycle was just insane. Like a hemorrhage. Look at us. Doctors, scientists.
I know. I mean, I'm halfway there. I'm basically a doctor.
Work smarter, not harder, y'all. You know, I love them. You love them. And I'm talking about Squarespace, okay? Listen, I love Squarespace because from websites to online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. I don't care if you're selling dildos, if you're selling Tamagotchis. What are you doing? Are you running a business? Well, you better be running your business with Squarespace because it's the damn cat's meow, all right? I love Squarespace because basically it's an all-in-one online platform to help you build a beautiful online presence. The cool thing I love about Squarespace is anything from like analytical tools, adding your Instagram, your social media accounts, you can literally look and say like, hey, when are shoppers coming by my store every day? It has just everything, e-commerce, content ownership, traffic overflow, multiple contributors. There's so much cool stuff going on at Squarespace and it just makes it easy. This is a no-brainer. Again, I cannot reiterate this enough. Work smarter, not harder. Go to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com. Use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, if you want to start your dildo business tomorrow, get in at squarespace.com. It is so user-friendly. They have great customer service, and I love using them because it's just easy breezy. And hey, if we're all trying to be boss babes, go to squarespace.com and use promo code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. When you thought you were pregnant, what was the first thought that went through your mind?
Fuck no. My first panicked thought was that, you know, I'm very ready for your wedding. I've got my Luke's on deck. Right. My liver is prepared. I had coronavirus, so I feel like I had a little bit of a reset. And I had wild diarrhea. You know, I'm always constipated.
Yes.
But I was so panicked and anxious about the Rona that I was really into it. Like, gaunt. Okay. Ready to rumble. So, I mean, that was really the thing I was super worried about. And then having to, like, you know, carry it and raise it. But, like, not kill it.
Yeah, that whole like, you know, next 18 years or so of its life.
Or just four until they can go to boarding school. Yeah.
Feel the same way. I'll tell you what, I got really high last weekend with two of my girlfriends. They weren't high. It was just me. You know, we're just on a solo journey, a euphoric journey. My girlfriends both have a couple kids. And, you know, it's that motherhood. And of course, I've talked about my own fertility stuff, though. But it's like, you know, my girlfriends were just so happy to be out of the house and they were being so honest and real about it. But then they're like, but Heather, you should have a kid immediately. And I'm like, no, you guys, can we ever just have the honest conversation that some of our friends do seem miserable? You know what I mean?
Oh my God. We need to normalize misery because I'm so sick and tired of these bitches being like, there's no greater joy. I'm like, you know what? I was in London 2 weeks ago riding on an electric bike through Piccadilly, whipping and nay-naying through buses, almost getting hit multiple times, and drinking and biking, you know, is not my specialty. I'm barely coordinated. And when you put the bird factor in there and then there's a twitch, I
forget it.
Almost lost my life 16 times. It wasn't exactly a suicide mission. I was having the best time. And I looked around and I'm like, this is awesome. Having kids, there is no way that that's more fun than being drunk on Piccadilly on an electric bike, wind in the hair, wind in the tits, just feeling alive.
Having a vacation cig, because guess what? When you're pregnant, you can't have cigs. And you know what? That sounds like a major bummer to me. That's a buzzkill, literally.
Huge, huge bummer. Like you can't have a martini, you can't have oysters, you can't have sushi. And then you have to, you're strapped to this little version of you bitching and complaining that you have to pay for, keep alive, clean up after, drive around, pretend you give a fuck about their soccer games, pretend they're geniuses.
And then years down the road, they'll take you to some sort of weird therapy and say all the trauma that you caused them as a child because you know, you told them they looked fat one day on their way to kindergarten. You know, maybe we should.
It builds character.
Pull that. It builds character. Thank you.
Ungrateful little fuck.
And in it literally the next month episode of both of us is gonna be like, so I got pregnant on my honeymoon, and Jackie, you're gonna be like, I had a wild night and forgot to take my birth control, and I got pregnant in Italy.
Never been happier, glowing. Can't wait for this next chapter of my life. I feel so fulfilled. I got to tell you, I hope our future children listen to this episode. I want you to know that your mommies were living their best life, having the best fucking time.
And then you derailed it.
You literally ruined everything. So like, sorry if you don't feel like having, you know, fucking pasta tonight. You'd prefer a turkey sandwich or whatever, you ungrateful little shit. You are so lucky we brought you into this world. We sacrifice everything. Thank you.
We literally sacrifice everything. Mm-hmm. Do you know the amount of Bottega Veneta and Balenciaga that your Aunt Jackie could have bought had you not come into the world, but now she has to pay for your Swiss boarding school because you're such a little shit. She doesn't want to lay eyes on you, but major holidays and maybe Mother's Day.
Maybe if you're fucking lucky.
Oh my God. I know.
Good times.
No, this is it. I mean, I also say these things to justify in my mind the days where I'm like, I don't know what it is, Jackie. And we talked about this in France, but it's like, I know I am so maternal. You are so maternal. All jokes aside, we would be phenomenal mothers. But I don't know when. And my girlfriends who have kids say, Heather, you're never going to have this moment where you're like, this is it. This is the moment you want to have a baby. Right.
Right.
But I don't know when it clicks in where it's like, I'm ready. I mean, I literally probably could not carry my own child right now. I mean, for a multitude of reasons. But if the workhorse goes down, who's keeping the lights on? Do you know what I mean?
1,000%. Yeah. And people should shut the fuck up and read a room and understand that before you're like, when you give me baby. You know when people are really going to fucking lose their mind? This is what I say all the time. When people are like, you're never going to be ready. Like, you know, you can't be selfish. You know, say goodbye to all your trips when you pop the baby out. Guess what? These fucking Melissas from Milwaukee are really going to lose their shit when we unfortunately do have to birth a little demon seed out of our vaginas. And then we're still able to do the shit that we want to do because we fucking waited. Then they're really going to hate you. But everyone likes you. Yeah. People hate me, but people pretty much love and root for you.
No, they love and root for you too. Listen, Jackie, you're saying all the things that I feel deep down in my heart. And you're saying all the things that me and my girlfriends actually discuss. But I literally was like high as a kite, hit my weed pen, had not been on that like euphoric level in a while. And my girlfriends are talking about how they all got ripped tip to taint. You know, they were sharing like war stories of birth. And I was just like Googling like surrogates. I was like, I don't know. And I just kept asking them. I was so high. And I'm like, when am I going to know that this is the moment? When am I going to crave it? You know, I think
what
I got derailed.
They
just kept saying, you're never going to like want it. Like it's just, you just got to go for it. I am at the point, like Christina and I were talking, I was like, I'm at the point where I know I want to have children because I need somebody to take care of me. You know what I mean? Jeff will choke on a ham sandwich eventually. I need somebody, or I'll have a stroke on the golf course. I just need to make sure that somebody will be able to like take care of my money when I get older, you know?
for sure. Jeff can't have a stroke on the golf course because then I would have no fiery hot content for Andrew's Instagram account. I texted Jeff and I was like, you're my muse. Your song selections on Instagram are we gotta
horrific.
Talk.
We got okay, let's talk about this.
Sharp left. Let's talk shit about Jeff.
It is so embarrassing. My husband's Instagram is so embarrassing. He plays the same song, Every Day I'm Hustling by Rick Every Ross. Day,
oh my God, that one kills me. He also busted out, it wasn't like a Petite Biscuit recently, but it was like Petite Biscuit adjacent. You know, I love you.
Yeah.
It was. It wasn't that, but like his song selections, and I'm going to really have to corner him about this at the wedding. His song selections are so on the nose, and he's better than that. It's like, okay, like.
But he's not,
outside.
Jackie.
No,
he's
I know.
Not.
But we just need to like, I would like to be, this is where I think my role is in your relationship.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm your shoe supervisor. I help Heather pick out shoes. It doesn't always work out, but I'm like very ready, like rapid fire, Google, let's like pick you out some shoes. Okay.
And I'm your financial advisor.
Yes. Heather is my financial advisor. She keeps me on a tight leash with my spending. And I think for Jeff, I am 100% his digital music supervisor. Like I need him to run things by me and we could honestly take down the emojis a bit. Not the emojis. He'll do like a GIF, like whatever location he's in or like a golf club. Like it's happened a couple times and I'm like, okay,
if you go through
the sun is shining, you don't need to also then pick a song about the sun shining. Like everyone's putting the pieces together and I need you to get
a little bit
more creative.
Yeah. There is no nuance. There is no, like, he's not in on the joke. And I've told him like there have been times, I mean, you'll screenshot every single time you will forward me the reel or whatever, or the story. Yeah. You're like, this is so bad. And I cringe. I say, honey, I've literally sat him down almost in like a couple therapy way.
Right.
I'm like, you know, we can have a variety of music. We can also show other things other than a bacon, egg and cheese on an everything bagel, your golf course, or a cigar you're smoking. You know, you could sometimes put up a photo of me. You know, I'm just throwing
this
out there.
Let's incorporate some range.
Let's incorporate some range. Uh-huh.
I literally have texted him. I'm like, you have to send me everything that you've posted in the last 24 hours because I need to resurrect it on Andrew's fake Instagram.
It's so bad. Andrew's fake Instagram is my favorite thing. My favorite thing in the world is commenting on Andrew's fake Instagram. Being like, the sun is shining, Andrew. You're such a creative genius. Reach for the stars. Or Jackie is the best. You know, like I just fucking love it. I love it. The motivational quotes, all of it.
The boomerangs.
I miss a boomerang. Why aren't we boomeranging more? You know,
I don't know. We got to bring it back. I like an ironic boomerang because I would never honestly post a boomerang because I can't pull that off. I just feel like I can't. But I like a niche in on the joke boomerang. I really do need to kick Andrew's Instagram up again. Do you remember not the last time you were in LA a few months ago when you came over for dinner and we basically just verbally abused Andrew for like 2.5 hours and it was the best night of my life?
I haven't laughed that hard in so long. Literally, Andrew walks in the door from playing 18 holes of golf and you're like, martini, now, Andrew. And then he's like over there, like literally still has grass in his cleats. He's shaking two martinis for us. Mm-hmm. And then we just screamed at him all night. We were like, get your shit together. I'm grilling him about like family stuff. I'm like, tell me about your relationship with your siblings. Like all of that. Like I was peeling back the uncomfortable layers. He didn't want to talk about it. And we kept dialing it deeper in.
And all the while, just like, Andrew, make us another martini. Where the fuck are you? Andrew, get us some fucking truffle potato chips, you little bitch ass. We were just fully
screaming
at him. And then he had to put on the basketball game. We're like, we're kind of in the middle of a moment. And he's standing in front of the TV screaming. We're like, fucking Andrew, want to watch out. It was just so nice to have somebody on my side. For
a peanut
evening.
Gallery yelling at him. Yes. Yeah.
He felt so good. I felt so seen and heard and not alone. And he really took it up the ass that night.
You know, we're in that hot season, but you know what never goes out of season? I am talking about a good night's rest. That's right. The way you set yourself up for success the next day is by the rest the night before. And what I like to do is sleep on the best sheets by Brooke Linen. Talk about them all the time. I love them. I changed out all of my sheets in my house with Brooklinen. It's next level luxury, but you know what? It's at a totally affordable price. And I just freaking love them because what they do is they work directly with suppliers. So Brooklinen cuts out the markups and passes those savings back to their customers. So you get incredible products at a very reasonable cost. Honestly, I love them. And who has time to make the bed anymore? Treat yourself with Brooklinen's linen sheets. They're super airy and feature a trendy, wrinkled look that's oh so stylish when making your bed. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, hey, the linen look is in. And I don't know about you, but it's summertime. I wear a lot of linen. You know, that stuff always stays wrinkled, but in the best way possible. I love Brooklinen. Listen, and if you need an extra nudge, check out their 5-star reviews. Over 100,000 of them. And yes, you heard that right. 100,000 5-star reviews. Y'all, I've tried them. You know I don't bamboozle you. I've got you. Go to brooklinen.com today and use promo code ABSOLUTELYNOT to get $20 off your purchase of $100 or more, plus free shipping. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code ABSOLUTELYNOT for $20 off plus free shipping. Brooklinen, the curators of comfort. Did you know that only 9% of plastic actually gets recycled? And that's insane and bullshit. But no matter how much we put in our recycling bin, it's only 9%. I mean, hell, in my place in Georgia, they just like quit doing recycling. I don't even know what that means, but somebody's getting an angry phone call. The cool thing is at Grove Collaborative, they believe it's time to ditch single-use plastics for good. So I don't want to have to rely on the garbage man to do his job. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do my part. And I'm going to order from Grove Collaborative because they make some of the best stuff. Grove carries hundreds of products aimed at replacing single-use plastic across your home, personal care routine, and by 2025, Grove will be 100% plastic-free. That is a really cool, really cool thing, and I'm so glad that I'm working with this company. Here's the thing. I love all of their cleaning products. I have all their bathroom products. I have some of their personal care products, but literally, like, my dishwashing soap, my hand soap, all of that is from Grove, and I'm obsessed with them. Here's the deal. What happens is they send you their bottles, and they have safe formulas and refillable packaging that never compromise on performance. So all you got to do is refill your bottles when they run out, and that way you're using a single bottle, and it's not this bullshit of just going out and buying plastic 24/7. Go to Grove.com. Again, that's Grove.com/absolutely today to get a free gift set worth up to $50 with your first order. Plus, free shipping is fast and free. Get started right now at Grove.com/absolutely. Again, that's Grove.com/absolutely. I feel like you could obviously put Jeff in his place, but like Christina grew up with Jeff. So she, when she yells at him, she takes the weight off of me. She'll yell at him and be like, Jeff, don't you dare. And I literally, they go at it like they're so nice. 15 again. And it's the greatest thing in the world. And I sit back and I just pour a glass of wine. I'm like, y'all fight in the yard. I love it. I fucking love it. Because you know what? At the end of the day, you don't want to be the nagging wife, but let me come over and bitch Andrew around. I find such a glee in it. And you could come over to my house and scream at my husband, like, your Instagram is fucking... You're a nobody. It's so embarrassing.
I'm going to send him like a library selection, maybe a Spotify playlist of some more songs that he could incorporate. You know, obviously we'll stay in his genre, which is about early 2000s hip hop tracks.
And you know, Rick Ross was following him back on Instagram. I introduced him to Rick Ross at a celebrity golf tournament. Rick Ross started following him. And because he uses the song Hustling every day for the same fucking photo, guess who quit following him on Instagram? Rick
Shut
Ross.
Up. Shut up.
I swear to God.
Oh my God. So how did he find out? Was he checking every day or he just...
Yeah, I asked him. I said, do you think that maybe your boy Rick thinks it's like maybe we should have a little a variety? He goes, well, my boy doesn't follow me anymore. And I was like, because of this. This is the sole reason, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
my God.
Laid it on way too thick.
It's too on the nose. That's exactly it. It's too on the fucking nose. You laid
Jesus,
it on thick.
Jeff.
Come on, Jeff.
Fuck's sake, Jeff. I'm going to rip him a new one in Italy. How are we feeling pre-wedding?
I will tell you this, Jackie. I never thought I'd be this kind of bride. It's not the bridal shit. It's not the stuff with the dress and whatever. We're picking out accessories. We'll figure it out. But it's the dumb fucking questions I have gotten from people.
Oh,
2 weeks
God.
Out. When are the buses picking us up for the wedding? Or like, just crazy shit. Hey, how does my cell phone work when I get to Europe? Do I need to call the credit card company? I'm just like, and listen, I'm giving people grace because I understand that like a lot of people did not travel. I mean, you and I were still jet setting during the pandemic.
You know what? Yes, we were getting COVID in every different country. Let me tell you something, fucking Heather, because you're qualifying people being dumb fucks. There's this thing. It's 2022 called the motherfucking internet.
And thank you. Google it. If you
figure something out, you Google it. It blows my balls to like comprehend the level in which people are comfortable being stupid publicly. I will basically do anything or anyone to figure out information in fear of asking a stupid question or burdening someone.
Same way. My ego is too fragile. I bury every feeling deep down inside. Mm-hmm. I will, like, I'm never going to be that girl who's like, are you mad at me? I will never say that. I could murder your whole family and I will go to lunch with you and act like everything is totally normal because I will never, ever show an ounce of just a tiny little inkling of you may have something over me. I would never, never.
Just the mere thought, like, the thought of even asking you like, hey, like, is this hotel close to the location of the rehearsal? Like, I would never burden you. It's you get Google Maps, you go on Reddit, you phone a friend, or you don't phone a friend. By friend, I mean Google. Or
Google.
Read a book, go to Barnes & Noble, ask Jesus. I don't care. You better fucking figure it out. It needs to be a last resort.
Call Stanley Tucci.
The bride.
Literally,
he knows everything.
He knows everything. He's had his show in Italy. Tweet at Stanley Tucci. Be like, Tucci, I'm in Florence. Where's the best place for pizza? It's Tucci. Do you have a taxi number for, you know, somebody to pick me up from the Rome airport? Guess what? Stanley Tucci probably does. Okay.
He probably does.
He does not work as much as Jackie and I do. All right. I'm sorry.
Well, you, let's be real.
What did you have before your wedding? Was there anything where you were like, well, how were you emotionally? Because I didn't think I was going to become this person. You know what it is, Jackie? I'm just tired. Yeah. I'm tired.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
You need like 6 months to fully stabilize.
Yeah.
I really feel that way. Like, it's not going to happen, obviously.
Yeah.
Bills to pay. But like, to appropriately get everything in order, just like health, wellness, mental clarity, all of the things, you need 6 months. You need to go to like a kibbutz somewhere. You need to join Will Smith in fucking Thailand, wherever the fuck he is.
I need to eat, like, am I eat, pray, love? I want to take 2 months off and just go eat, eat, eat. I don't want to pray or love. I already have love. I already pray. I have a great relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to go eat in silence.
You need to eat, lay, and shove. Eat, lay. I don't know where the shoving comes in, but I feel like it would feel good to shove people.
It would yes. We just line up a bunch of like people who can't fend for themselves, and I just bully them down a hill. Yeah.
You just smack a bitch.
Hold on. I'm writing that down. That's great. I want to eat, lay, shove. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly,
I love that.
I feel like we should write a travel book or do a travel series called Eat, Lay, Shove. It's the opposite. It's not about finding yourself. We already know ourselves. We're perfect. It's about binging food.
Yeah.
Being horizontal and taking out inner anger on innocent bystanders.
Poor international people. We'll just find like we'll Google like the country with like the, you know, the weakest bone density. And we know that we can fuck with those people. And that's a bully. And that's essentially who we are these days.
Don't you want to go to like fucking Le Bon Marche in Paris and shove a salesperson down for telling you to go to the men's section for shoes?
Yes, I do. And you know what I did instead, Jackie? I buried it deep down inside and it's probably what gave me a stomach ulcer. You know what I mean? I think I need to start releasing. And you always tell me, Jackie, you really do. You say, Heather, you're too nice. Say no, you're too nice. But I'm just like, no, we're all good. And then I bite off more than I can chew. And then I literally, my hair starts falling out and I have diarrhea at LAX because I took someone's advice to drink a celery juice. That's where I'm at. You know,
exactly. Way too nice. I say too friendly.
Yeah, that's right. Too friendly. You're right. You're right.
Too friendly. Because, you know, you go so out of your way. I'm already having PTSD even talking about it. Heather doesn't just do the thing where she's just polite. I consider myself to be, I mean, it's off brand, but I'm pretty polite, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't pursue communication with strangers. Like, it's a hi, it's a how are you, good, how are you, love. Maybe I'll even throw a compliment once in a while. Love your top, this, that, the other thing. I'm not asking where they're from, where they live, what the childhood was like, what their favorite color is, what do you do, what's your husband do, you got any kids. This bitch, I've been going to this fucking hotel my forever. This is like my Paris hotel. I barely knew one person's name, and only because he kind of gave me a discount. Shout out Nabil. I love that guy.
We love Nabil.
We DM, we email, all the things. Heather, we go to Paris. I now know and have to follow on Instagram because she fucking did. The people that work at the restaurant, the bar, every single person that works at the hotel, like on a very intimate level.
Yeah. I'm trying to get everyone jobs too. I'm like, what do you want to do? You really want to be an actor? I'm going to call my agent. But that's my love language is I do get a high off networking. I do. It's my thing. I enjoy it. I like knowing about people, but it's also so I don't have to talk about myself. Jackie, it's also because it is, I'm sick of myself.
For sure. But you know what I mean? Why do we have to talk in general? You don't have to talk about yourself. You can just shut the fuck up and just stare into your phone.
Because guess what? We did this dumb fucking thing where we sign these contracts, they have these podcasts, and now all we do is talk into a void all day.
God, like, it's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Let me tell you something. Can we bitch real quick? This whole bullshit of people doing like a podcast swap, I'm done. I'm done. I've been fucked over too many times. This is bullshit. I know what these hussies are up to. No. I'm done. I will swap with you because I like you because you're my friend. Everybody else, suck my dick.
Suck my fucking dick. And also, I would just like to use this opportunity to say, if we're not friends and you have less listeners than me, I'm not doing your show. And if I am doing it, it's because it's literally a mitzvah project. Okay.
Yeah. I know. I just can't because
such a bitch, but it's
no,
true.
You know what? It's fine. No, because I will extend the olive branch and then these people never come on mine. And I go, so no, I just gave you an hour and a half of my time, but you can't do the same. What are we doing here? That's where I'm too nice. I'm too nice at work. There are days where I'm going to go, no.
You know, if you want to compile a list, I think like for my birthday this year, you know, I allude to a lot of things on my podcast, like people, places, and things that really bother me and piss me off. And I give I try to give as specific of details as possible. So in the off chance that they hear it, they know that I'm talking about it. But I think for my birthday episode this year, I'm going to name names and get.
I think you should.
I'm going to start naming names. I have a list that's ongoing and I'm going to just make sure that everyone has to forgive me because it's a birthday gift. And
right.
I'm going to really go to fucking town. So people should be worried.
Listen, life is stressful, but stop stress before it starts. Super You by Moon Juice is designed to help you find your calm. When you're in your calm, you're in your power. And that's a powerful statement. Listen, I love this product. I'm telling you, it is change the game. I take it every morning and it just helps me really regulate my cortisol. And what I do is I take Super You by Moon Juice in the morning and it just kind of helps me like regulate my day. So I'm not in a panic mood all day. It has 4 potent adaptogens that alleviate the emotional, mental, hormonal, and physical manifestations of stress. And when the stress response activates, ashwagandha comes in to help regulate cortisol and reduce irritability. I'm telling you, if you've never been on it before and you've never dabbled in the ashwagandhas and the adaptogens, if you put this into your daily routine, you will see a difference. I am just a nicer person. I am just calmer. I don't feel like I have that crazy, you know, you're driving in like rush hour traffic. I'm not sweating through my shirt by the time I get to the studio or wherever I'm going because I am just setting myself up for success in the morning. Also, here's the thing. It's got rhodiola in it, which is traditionally used to help reduce fatigue and increase endurance. Prolonged periods of stress can severely impact hormones and skin. Shatavari is traditionally used to support healthy hormone balance and libido, and Amla helps protect skin from oxidative stress and accelerated aging. So all of those combined together in the Super You compound just help you really ease into your day, and I'm obsessed with it. It comes in a reusable glass bottle, and refills are fulfilled with compostable pouches to help you refill your original bottle. You take 2 pills in the morning, with or without food, and you are off to the races in a calm, cool, and collected way. So again, to reiterate, Super You is a potent multi-adaptogen created with traditional Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine to help manage stress and improve energy, mood, and focus. So go to moonjuice.com/absolutely and use code absolutely at checkout for 20% off. Again, it's Moon Juice's Super You potent powder. And to grab your 2 pills a day, head to moonjuice.com/absolutely and use code absolutely at checkout for 20% off. This is the biggest discount you will ever find at Moon Juice. So take advantage, run, don't walk, as the kids say. moonjuice.com/absolutely and use code absolutely at checkout for 20% off. Turns out everything you think you know about probiotics may be wrong. And I knew a probiotic tortilla chip sounded way too good to be true. But good news, Seed, yes, I'm talking about the company called Seed. They have a DS01 daily symbiotic. And let me tell you what, it is the real freaking deal. What are you talking about, Heather? Well, not all probiotics are created equal. The Daily Symbiotic is a broad-spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic plus prebiotic, a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Basically, it's proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. Did you know that if you took a probiotic, you could go the wrong way? No, this is delivered right to the colon. And if you've ever taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works. I friggin' love Seed. A naturopath actually had me implement this into my daily routine, and it's made such a huge difference. And listen, you will notice a big difference. If you start taking a probiotic, especially Seeds, you'll be like, oh, wow, my skin's glowing. I have less fatigue. It just symbiotically makes the entire body feel good. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/absolutely and use code absolutely to redeem 20% off your first month of Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic. That's seed, SEED.com/absolutely and use code absolutely. Again, that's seed.com/absolutely. The other day I was getting fucked over by something, you know, and it's showbiz. So you're just like, you know that everybody in show business is a snake in the fucking grass. They're
piece of
all
shit.
Snake oil salesmen. Like they're all pieces of shit. But
yeah.
There was a moment the other day I was like, you know what? Fuck this. You know what? I am being too friendly. No, I'm going to send a strongly worded email that goes, see, I get it, bitch. I see what you doing here.
Yes.
Claire, I get
fucking
it.
Claire.
Fucking Claire, I can't.
Because it's insulting to your intelligence that people can fuck with you and then you're nice about it. Sometimes there needs to be justice in the system.
You're right. And that's why Jackie and I are going to do a Scared Straight program. And we should start doing, this will be a part of our travel program. Take people on tours. We'll have them push like an old Italian grandma down a hill. To the ground somewhere in Amalfi.
The older, the better. The more crippled, the better.
Yeah.
Right to the floor. Swift kick to the ankles.
We're so fucked up.
Brittle this bones.
Allegedly. Are we going to have to run both of these by our attorneys? Fuck.
No. Sorry, Fran.
Yeah, Fran's about to be my attorney too. So sorry, Fran. Okay, but what about when you were getting ready for your wedding? Because you've given me pretty good sage advice. Were there any moments where you were just like, enough, I can't? Did you cry a lot before? Like, why am I in tears? I think it's just because I'm tired. I really do.
No, you know what? I do think that the dead parent thing will definitely come into play.
Oh, yeah. Just that little, you know, elephant in the corner. Yeah.
The little elephant, the vigil candle in the corner. It, for whatever reason, I mean, for me, I was like fresh out of doomsday, but I was on autopilot mode where I'm like, we are getting married and everyone's going to be happy and I'm going to contrive this situation and no one's going to be, you know, it was like way too soon and I should have waited. So I was in full autopilot mode, but I definitely lost my shit. I was shockingly cool as a cucumber the whole time until the night before where I fully unloaded on Andrew and like lost my mind.
And were you like, you didn't do anything to prep for this wedding? I fucking done everything. Because I'm getting a little, like, Jeff is now, obviously, like, we're 4 days out. I have given him a strict list. We're going international. You have to shut down the house. We have a house sitter coming, but I got to get, like, a list for the house sitter. You got to get the dogs ready. Make sure they're at the vet. They got their vaccine. You know, all this bullshit. And I think he's starting to realize, I'm like, I've planned this whole fucking wedding, and all you have to do is show up. You just show up?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
It's absolutely infuriating. I mean, yeah, I fully snapped the night before at my rehearsal dinner. I did this weird disappearing like Houdini act. I'm sure you know this, but your listeners enjoy. So the night before, he went to go get tequila with my dad, with fucking Neil.
Yeah.
And who had been saving this bottle, and everyone was around this fire pit, Palm Springs, the whole thing. I wanted to get to bed early. So I disappeared while he was going to bring everybody drinks. And I waited in my room and I thought that like he would instantly notice that his blushing bride was missing in action and scour the lands calling my name, weeping, looking for me. So because we weren't seeing each other till the next day. And, you know, like at first I was like in a cute little outfit waiting in the room, like in a little lingerie number, like kept my contacts in. Then like 15 minutes went by, glasses come on. 20 minutes, I'm in a onesie. 35 minutes, now I've got a face mask and Crest white strips and I'm pissed, okay? Just like drinking vodka like Bethany Frankel after she told shaking. Countess Luann, shaking, grabbing the bottle like this motherfucker. He wants to hang out with his friends and I'm here. He didn't even say goodnight to me. Like I created this whole storyline.
Yeah.
And so
God forbid he entertain your guests.
Yeah, literally. So this is all my friends. It's like their favorite fucking story from my wedding. So I guess they had met a couple that was on the property looking at the ballroom. They wanted to get married there. So they saw this big group of people. They found out we were getting married. They started asking questions. I guess the woman was like, so like, how did you know that your bride was the one? And Andrew starts, typical, launching into this like beautiful speech about, you know, and all my girlfriends are crying. Okay. My dad is misty. Like it was like this beautiful moment by the fire with my friends and family. And he's just like professing his love. I came like a fucking bat out of hell, like erupted from the bush with my white strips and a face mask on, tits down to my fucking hips in a row, being like, Andrew, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck to the room. I lost my mind. I think I might have whacked him in the ear. Yeah, I was really, really pissed. And everyone still will not forget about it because everyone was like very front row and center to my little bridezilla snap.
And then there were whisperings the whole next day, like, are they actually going to go through with it? Like, they actually think that you are an abusive wife. Like, 1,000%. A la Amber Heard, they're like, maybe this shouldn't happen. Do you know what I mean?
That's they all it. Loved it. I mean, they were instantly laughing. Like, they just lost their minds. And I was like, fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Like, I was just so pissed. So that was like my psychotic break. And then I like just cried for like an hour and a half. And I was like, oh my God. And I was so nervous. And then I was fine. Diarrhea, fine. Chicken tenders.
I think when you brought up the dead parent, that's so true. And then I'm like, great, Jeff's entire family's here. Everybody's happy and everyone's here. And my dad, who I love, is gone and dead. But I want everybody to be happy, happy, happy. Have so much fun. Like I'm literally like grinding through my teeth. Also, I went back to get Botox on Friday and literally my doctor was like, I can't put any more Botox in your jaw. Dr. Nelson was like, your teeth aren't even touching anymore. I was like, but I wake up and my jaw hurts. And Jeff can hear me like at night, like just
you're just like my, clenching just, and
just
grinding.
Clenching and grinding from like the deep resentment that I have towards everybody else's parents still being alive. And
totally.
Like me planning this whole wedding and then going on tour and doing all this shit. And I'm just like, what is anybody else doing?
1,000%. I don't know how you don't fucking lose your mind. I mean, yes, the cards are not in your favor currently, but once you get to fucking Italy.
We were going to do a cardboard cutout of my dad. My mom and I thought it was the funniest fucking thing ever.
It is literally so funny.
I know, so funny. And you know what? Everybody said, don't do it. We shouldn't have told anybody. We have a sick fucking sense of humor. I thought it would have been so funny for me and my mom to walk down the aisle. And then there's just a cardboard cutout. Like somebody places it out next to my dad. And Jeff has to like hug a cardboard cutout. That's how fucked up and sick and twisted I am in the head.
No, I would die. I think it's a genius, amazing idea.
It's genius.
Why do people who are not funny have to ruin it for the funny people?
Thank you. I don't care if everyone's upset. I don't
it's
care
not
if people
about
are
them.
Uncomfortable.
You're the bride.
I'm the fucking bride. I'm the stand-up comedian who clearly has a great sense of humor. Oh, that makes you uncomfortable? Aunt Laura, shut the fuck up.
Right.
You weren't even related to my dad. Walk away.
100%. And also, like, a non-funny person's opinion shouldn't matter. You are the one that is validated for being funny. So you're the rule. Everybody else has to pivot accordingly, okay? If an accountant looks at your books and says shit's off, you trust them. You don't trust me. I'm not going to do your bookkeeping.
If you want to crank call somebody or do a prank or I don't know, you know, put on a couple wigs and confuse grandma that you're somebody else, call me. That's what I do for a living.
Right. It's your fucking job. So if you want a cardboard cutout, I'll fly with him. I'll fly with Kyle.
I might.
I'll get
made. I'll send one into like a FedEx or a Kinko's or like a Poster Hut tomorrow and I might need you to fly with my dead father. So
I'll sit on his lap. I just got upgraded to business. Thank God. So we're good.
Oh, dude, thank God. Also, I'm going to go ahead and warn you. I have a couple friends who've already gone over to Europe. They're like, all of our bags are getting lost. Doesn't matter who you're flying. All the bags are getting lost because there's nobody working baggage services in Europe.
Excellent.
because they're also on vacation. So I would just put stickers, name tags, a tracking device, all of the things. If you have a connection, everyone's fucked.
Your girl's flying direct.
What are you doing? LA to what? Milan?
To Rome.
Fuck yes. See, I'm connecting through Paris to fly directly to Florence.
I switched my flight. I switched. Yeah.
I feel like this is not great. And my mom and my sister are flying together from Amsterdam. It's like the blind leading the blind, like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And not because they're not intelligent, but they're both very little, physically little humans. And
yes,
I'm like, can Robin carry the carry-on? Can, you know, Ashley would get shoved to the ground in a heartbeat if there's a stampede because she's so close to the ground. You know what I mean? That's
She can't that's come just on her eat, lay, shove
no,
journeys.
Because she'll get shoved.
It's so easy. She's just like in swinging arm distance. She's halfway there.
If grandma rolls down the hill and Ashley just happens to be in the way, Scarlett takes a tumble, you know?
She's going down. Yeah.
She's going down. Yeah. I need your sage wisdom and advice, like what to care about, what not to care about. And then I'm just going to.
Nothing. Care about nothing. Literally nothing. The second you get there, you go fully fucking hands off deck. And I would send an email to everybody. This is what I did. It was like basically Google it. It was like, I'm off the ride. I'm getting married. Don't ask me anything. There was an email that went out the day before the wedding that's like, if you have any situation, you can't show up, you have COVID, you're sick, you lost a limb, you got hit by a bus in Italy. I don't care. Phone a friend. Google it. We're good. Do not contact me unless you're just telling me that I'm gorgeous and perfect and you love
me. I'm going to bring my burner. And then the day of the wedding, I'm going to turn my phone off and just be on my burner. And the only people who have that number is my financial advisor, my husband, my mom, and my manager. You know what I mean? Right. And all four of the people will be at the wedding. So nobody needs me. Nobody fucking needs me.
No, you go tunnel vision. You go from macro to micro. And all you worry about is just fitting your tits in that dress, having an Aperol spritz, having a cute little lunch, and just keep it fucking moving.
Wait, Jackie, I just figured out exactly what I want from you for the wedding. Hold on. And I promise that I'll let you go. Hold on. Jeff, oh my God, why didn't I not think about this earlier? Jeff was in charge of doing the DJ playlist. Oh my God, it's going to be so bad. Can I send it to you and then you just drag good songs in?
Yes, we send it to me. I'm really good at this.
Okay, we have the number one DJ, DJ Remo, who's like the fucking tits. Because in Italy, you do DJs. Like, we have live music. You don't do bands. Like, it's not a thing. You know what I mean?
No, play the hits. Play them as recorded.
So I need you to bring the next level of just hits to the Boom Boom Room. I'm going to send you the link. If you'll just drag some shit into Spotify, that's all I want. That's all I want.
God,
I don't want anything else.
It would be such an honor and a privilege. And I really am good at this. And I'll have Andrew put some eyes on it too, because he's really good at this.
Because, you know, if Jeff, who was in charge of this, you know, it's only going to be
Rick Ross
hustling, Rick Ross hustling on repeat, or like Nelly,
Busta
it's hot
Rhymes.
In here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be fucking terrible.
Yeah, no. We need to like integrate some other genres that is not Rick Ross hustling. Although, love him. Love him like a sister.
But I swear to God, if there's like a Zac Brown, I like my chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, I will burn down the country of Italy. No, none of that shit.
And like, I'm worried that he would try to like be once again too on the nose and try to like Google like great wedding songs. And then you have like a Jason Mraz, I'm Yours in there. And I'll stab him at your wedding if he does that to me. That song triggers me.
There's no slow songs. We're not doing a first dance. Well, I don't know if we are, but there's no slow songs. Cause you know, our wedding song is My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Love that.
It's our song. But then I was listening to it again for like the 100th time. And I was like, this is a song about his death. It's a death wish.
1000%. I wasn't going to say it, but we did play that at my grandfather's funeral.
Of course you did. And that's
to
our
a montage,
that's our song.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't really put Jeff in charge of anything. So I'm going to send you that link here. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to send you that link. And that's all I ask of you.
Done.
I love you.
Done. I love you.
And what are we purchasing in Italy? What are we getting? Just tell me the one thing that we need.
Okay. Well, I am getting my floors redone because I'm a sensible, pragmatic queen. So I'm getting my floors done while I'm gone. Now, I will tell you that I do need to buy a bag to commemorate the moment.
Right.
So I think a bag is probably what's going to happen.
Okay. And I feel like we should keep it on brand, get Italian. So are you thinking like Prada, you know, I mean,
why
clean
luggage.
Out a Prada?
Ooh. Yeah, I might get some luggage. Is Rimowa Italian?
Yeah. Rimowa.
Or is it Swedish?
No, it's not. I think it's like Norwegian. Yeah. Swedish, Baltic, something up there.
Okay. Well, I still might get it because I need a new carry on.
And if, you know, Rimowa, if Away, any of those people want to you know, sponsor us. We will also take it.
Yeah, because we need it for our Eat, Lay, Shove.
Eat, Lay, Shove. Coming to you. Get excited. We're going to do a cruise first. And if you want to push somebody off the Lido deck, you can. Allegedly. Jackie, I love you.
Of course,
if you guys don't know, you can follow Jackie at The Bitch Bible. Mm-hmm. Jackie Schimmel. I don't know. Go fuck yourself. Get out of here.
Yeah, fuck off. See you on our trip.
Love you, mean it. Arrivederci, ciao bella.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.